Today is April 11, 2015, and you are listening to Crisis and Concern. It's been a couple of weeks since I have posted anything on Crisis and Concern, and I've done that intentionally. I have been sincerely praying about the content of my broadcast and the effect that it has on the listening audience and what it says to the world in general, especially those who are lost and do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I've came to the understanding and the realization that I'm doing the work of God. I'm doing what He intends me to do as a pastor and as a preacher. And I can now come to you knowing full well that after having prayed about and sincerely seeking God's direction and the purpose of Crisis and Concern as a program, it will be a mainstay in this ministry, and it will be something that will continue on until the Lord Himself lays it upon my heart to cease. With that said, I would like to address a couple of news topics that have been relevant for this week in particular. First, it's noticeable the gay bakeries around America that have been asked to produce an anti-gay birthday cake, particularly one in Colorado, which says, which was shaped as a Bible, wanted to be that request made, and a verse, I believe, from Leviticus was posted on that. They refused, and that went to court, and amazing enough, the courts in Colorado said the gay bakery did not have to post that because it was a violation of their beliefs. But anywhere else, including Colorado, and a Christian bakery is asked to do it for gays, they are required to. A double standard, I'm sure we all agree. But nonetheless, a precedence that is being set in this country that is clearly anti-Christian. There are a group of people that are occupying elected offices and appointed offices at the judicial level. And let me remind you, these appointed offices at the judicial level are lifetime appointments in many cases. And these folks are being asked to decide on an unbiased approach on matters such as religious rights and religious freedoms, and they are going against religious freedom and religious rights based upon popular agenda. Wrong, to say the least, but it is truthful. And we also know this is the signs of the latter days. We know that in the end days there will be a great falling away. The strong social outcry for gays and same-sex marriages is part of that. Now, let me say this. I am talking about the lifestyle itself. I'm talking about the lifestyle of gays and lesbians and same-sex couples. I want you to understand something. If you're listening to me and if you are engaged in this lifestyle, I do not hold anything against you personally. I really do not. I have family members that are involved in same-sex relationships, and I love them dearly as a family member, but I do not condone their lifestyle because the Bible does not condone their lifestyle. Understand, the Bible calls same-sex relationships an abomination. It is sexual sin. Just as adultery, fornication, pedophilia, pornography, all of those are sexual sin. This is no different. We love you. We want to lead you to Jesus Christ. We want to see you understand and realize that what the Word of God says about your lifestyle is that you are walking down a very dangerous road. That's enough. That's all that I will say about that as we move on to another subject. The persecution of Christians. the persecution of Christians worldwide has came on a lot of media as of late. Unfortunately, it hasn't gotten the press that it deserves. It hasn't gotten any outcry. Sadly to say, our president will not call persecution against Christians persecution. There is an avid outcry of Christians against him, actually beginning to believe that he is anti-Christian. I have had words, not arguments, but I have had discussions and conversations and debates with other Christians that hold to the idea that President Obama is a Christian, that he has said specifically in the past that he is a Christian. Well, to that I ask this: how does he define Christianity? How does he define himself as being a Christian? Because the Bible says to be a Christian is to be Christ-like. And if you are going to be Christ-like, then you are not going to criticize and silently stand by and watch for your brothers and sisters in Christ as they are slaughtered. You're going to be outspoken against it. You're going to speak out, and you're going to point out the atrocities against your brothers and sisters in Christ. And he has not done that. As a matter of fact, it can be argued very pointedly by his own words and by his own feelings and his own approaches and everything else. It can be argued that he has shown a lot of anti-Christian sentiment, up to and including the statements he made at the prayer breakfast on Easter, during the Easter holiday. We are seeing an upbeat in Christian persecution, especially in areas where ISIS is making a big upsurgence. As a matter of fact, ISIS is demanding a $30 million ransom for Christians. Islamic State terrorists demand $100,000 per head to free each of the 250 to 300 Assyrian hostages they presently have in custody. This is according to an officer with the Assyrian leadership. Now, we know for months now the United States has been putting the squeeze on ISIS's finances, working to dry up sources of funds that include gifts from private donors and the looting of captured territories, smuggling of stolen antiquities, and above all, the way they influenced oil pricing. So in return for that, ISIS wants $30 million as a ransom on the heads of Christians. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. And I don't say that to incite fear into anyone's hearts, but I will say this. Jesus said that if he was going to be persecuted, so would we. And I realize I'm paraphrasing that. But those of you who know me, those of you who have listened to me previously, you know my heart, and you know my heart when it comes to Jesus and comes to the Word of God. If they persecuted Jesus, they will persecute us. And by they, I'm talking about the world. I'm talking about religion. I'm talking about government. Caesar and the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, they were all involved in the persecution and execution and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. If they will do it to the Son of God, they will do it to you and I. We just have to understand that. Speaking of government, and I think this will probably be all that we have time for on this broadcast, Christians are suing the IRS for covert deals against churches. The Alliance Defending Freedom filed a federal lawsuit Thursday against the Internal Revenue Service for failing to produce records on its secret deal with an activist group to investigate churches. Federal law requires the tax agency to produce the records that ADF requested under the Freedom of Information Act in July of 2014, but the IRS missed its legally required deadline months ago and has continued to stonewall the request. Judicial Watch attorneys are representing ADF in a lawsuit over the Freedom of Information Act request, which asked that the IRS produce documents related to legal settlements in which the agency adopted new protocols and procedures for church investigations. The Alliance Defense Fund is requesting the same information already provided to Freedom From Religion Foundation, which struck a deal with the IRS to end the lawsuit Freedom From Religion Foundation versus Koskinen. Folks, I said all of that to say this. The federal government in the United States of America is growing more and more anti-Christian. We cannot trust Caesar. We are no longer a country that is respecting of Christianity. We are no longer a nation that is founded, it is founded, but it is no longer practicing, respecting, or honoring godly behavior among its citizens and among its voters. In short, the church had better prepare itself for a very rude awakening in the future, because it looks like the government has set its crosshairs upon the church. It looks like the devil has infiltrated our government to the point where it is now starting to speak out vocally against Christianity. And in all respect to both parties, I do not see one party making a pro-Christian stand, simply because those players that are within the party system right now are too afraid of losing votes to make a stand for what is simply right and wrong. Disagree with me? If you're a political candidate and you're running for office, contact me and let me know that I am wrong. Contact me, send me something in writing, and let me know that you will stand beside of Christianity, even if it costs you votes. I have yet to find the politician that will do that. Folks, Jesus is coming soon. He is the only thing that we have hope in. He is the only person that we have ever had any hope in. That is Jesus Christ Himself. And let me close by reminding you that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is Jesus that will stand by us. It is Jesus that died for us. It is Jesus that saves our soul. It isn't a political party. It isn't a political candidate. It is not some bureaucrat. It is not some entitlement program. It is not any of that. It is Jesus Christ. And if you're a born-again child of God today, put your faith totally in Him. Worship Him. Lift Him up. Praise His holy name. Until next time, may God bless you, is my prayer.